It was nice to up the class yesterday.
Yeah. What did you think of the acting class?
I thought the acting class was interesting.
Yeah.
I see how things have somewhat changed since 1969 and 73.
Yeah.
In terms of the language that the acting coach.
The teachers would be swearing and cursing and stuff.
Oh, we would never do that. If we did that, we would be out of here.
Yeah.
I was like,
So you could swear if it was in the script?
Oh, yeah.
But you couldn't do it outside the script?
You didn't need to do that outside the script. Yeah. He's going to get in. I don't think that was too acceptable.
People gotten a little rougher with their language. Yes. But that's young people, sir. We're rough with our language.
I know. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Said, what the? I was like, oh, no.
And yeah, we what the two. We just fill in the blank at the end.
Yes. Yeah, but it was.
But it didn't seem to hurt anybody's feelings in the space. It didn't throw them off of their train and they were trying to do.
No, it didn't bother me at all. It's just like, just different. That's all.
How many times have you been back in the 50 years since you left?
To be involved in homecoming? Absolutely. I've never been back. This is my first time.
On campus at all?
I've been on campus a couple of times because my parents live about an hour from here.
Okay.
And from time to time, I would stop through here maybe to go to the bookstore.
Right.
Or to stop at Old Salem. If I stopped at Old Salem, to the Winkley Bakery and get some bread and stuff home. Other than that, I didn't come here that much.
And you're from North Carolina originally.
Mooresville, North Carolina.
What was it like picking this school when it was brand new? They'd only been open for a few years, right? Or two years? Am I getting the math right?
All right. Yes. What happened is, you have to remember, in 1969, when even in the early 60s, 64, 65, we were still living in a segregated world.
That's right.
Okay. So, having said that, we used to have what was called the North Carolina Drama Festivals.
Okay.
And they were divided. There were black schools.
Right.
And there were white schools that participated. But for the North Carolina Drama Festivals that I was involved with, it was all black schools from all over the state of North Carolina.
Right.
And we had a competition first at... that took place at Livingston College in Salisbury, North Carolina. And we would bring a one-act play. And that's where a lot of the people from these different schools would come and see students, whatever. Once you participated at the... And as a matter of fact, I went to Unity High School in Statesville, North Carolina. And I had an instructor by the name of Louise Bradshaw.
Okay.
And she was a drama coach at Unity High School, which was one of the first black accredited high schools in Iredell County. When I went to the North Carolina Drama Festivals, I remember I was in a play called The Little Foxes. The Little Foxes.
The other one by Lillian Hellman?
No. I did The Little Foxes while a student here.
They did it while I was here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
another
play. I was Cal in The Little Foxes at the John F. Kennedy Center. And the only reason I was in The Little Foxes is because I was an understudy for somebody else who got sick. And I had to learn my lines on Piedmont Airlines. From here to Washington, D.C.
And you never forget
Got it. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm not going to know my lines. These people are going to look at me. But it worked out perfect. But back to what I was saying is...
Of ending up here,
Ending up here was when I went to the North Carolina Drama Festival, I did a play called Bird Bath.
Okay.
There was a lady there by the name of Leslie Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And Leslie Hunt talked to some of the students and wanted to know if we were interested in auditioning for the school.
Little recruitment. Of course, a little bit of, hey, yeah, hey, what do you think?
How you doing?
Yeah.
And so when I went back, I was like, okay, this might be something to do. Because, I mean, like, I just knew that I was going to North Carolina Central A&T or something
Yeah.
And then when I found the specialist school and they were interested in me coming here, I auditioned and I got in.
I love that.
That's how I ended up here.
It's such a gamble, right? Because there was no real reputation.
Yeah.
There was no proof it was going to work out.
No.
there was
nothing. You know, you just kind of like went, I'm going to the School of the Arts. And then after I got here, I found out that, oh, it's a very prestigious school for people who are interested in the theater.
We got the Juilliard folks down here making stuff happen.
Yeah, and so I was like...
People to this day still feel that way.
They do.
We're not as famous as those other schools. We're far more popular than we were 50 years ago.
Right.
But it definitely is a different climate. The reason I'm here is because my best friend was at a Unified audition, auditioning for Juilliard, mm-hmm. and he thought... Oh, I'll just audition for this for practice.
Yeah.
And then he didn't get into Juilliard, and they said, your practice was pretty good.
Oh, okay.
And then he told me about it, but neither of us in high school in Texas even knew this school existed, even at that point. And that was like 2000-something already.
Well, I was...
So it's still a kept secret in a way.
Yeah, I was... when I was in high school, there was a young lady who attended here. Her name was Belinda Talbert. Belinda Talbert... played the role of Jenny in the Jeffersons.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and she's from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, cool.
So we met her at the North Carolina Drama Festival.
Right, right.
And when I got here, and I'm like, oh, there's Belinda. But she went on to do other things. And so I just thought that was just interesting how, our paths just kind of crossed. Even in high school from different schools. And then we went on and she went on to do other things in the theater.
I love that. Well, Congratulations on 50 years.
Yeah.
You walked across that stage in the Freedman with the suit, got that sash. You're a golden pickle now, sir.
I guess.
You in the elite club, sir. Yeah. There's no more elite club than the because Golden Pickles.
I'll be honest with you. I had absolutely no idea what a pickle was. I'm like, what is this pickle thing? Where did it come from?
Right.
Those were some of the conversations we had the other night at dinner. But it was interesting.
Fifty years. How you feel?
I feel old. I feel like it's been 50 years.
I love that. So, I was just talking to David Parker, who you know.
Yes.
And we were talking about what it was like to come here when the school was so new that it barely had a reputation. It barely really, it was a brand new thing. How do you make a choice like that at that time?
You know, it was the only college that I applied to.
Really?
Really. And I had decided I wanted to come here. You know, you had to audition.
Of course.
So, and I had to have two monologues. One was a serious. And
do you remember what they were?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting
54 years.
To.
Let's go. What were they?
And my choice. My choice was Medea.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, go big or go home,
yeah,
Joyce.
Right. It was... over the top. So I did it and went back to the hotel, went into the bathroom and cried because
you thought you ate it.
I definitely said, this is it.
I did the same thing.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't in a hotel. I wish. No, I was first in design and production,
uh-huh.
but I had the same feeling. I left my meeting and I was like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. And so, then you got a letter, a postcard, a call.
No.
How did it work?
Before that. So they decided to do improvisations
with
the people who were auditioning.
Okay.
So I went in for the audition and for the improv. And they told me, I think it was Bob Murray at the time, he would whisper in your ear, you know, what you're going to play. And then you had a partner and they would whisper in their ear what they were going to play.
Ooh, mystery improv.
Yeah. So we were in a taxi cab.
Okay.
And the other gal was the driver.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the person who got in and I was Medea. So,
perfect.
So
you'd already done the work.
Yeah. So I just gave it all I had.
Right.
And I'm in the back of this seat of this taxi, supposedly, and I'm yelling, my children,
right.
my children. And mind you, I looked about 14 at
of
that
course,
time.
Of course, of course.
And she kept going, what are you talking about, lady? Yeah, what the hell's
Excuse
going on
me?
Here?
Yeah.
And finally, I decided, she was screaming and yelling, and so I reached over and grabbed her neck and started to pretend that I was killing
strangling
her.
Strangling her, yeah.
And they loved it. Everybody
there you go.
Laughed. Everybody.
Sold.
Yeah. And it was like, I'm a comedy actress, you
it
know?
It turns out.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm convinced that that's what got me into the School of the Arts.
Is your maiden name actor?
No.
Because that
no,
might have done it.
That could have done it if it was. No, no. My
you
maiden,
married into an actor family after being one already.
I married into a family. Their name was Actor. It was actually, you know, at Ellis Island, it was actually yeah. Aktorski.
There you go.
But when I married him, he was an actor.
Where are you from, Joyce?
I'm originally from Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, cool.
So, but I lived in New York for 15 years, and then I lived in L.A. for 26 years.
That's where I live.
And that's where you live now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where
yeah.
do you live?
Right
LA?
Outside of Glendale. So
oh,
I'm on
right.
the east side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I lived all over for 26 years, you know, Pasadena.
Right.
I didn't live in Glendale, but I've been there. You know, Marina Del Rey, West Side, you name it.
Where are you now? What are you up to?
Now, I just retired.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you. And
From what were you doing when you retired?
I was a property manager in
oh,
LA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you live out there now?
No.
You
no,
live
I
here.
Retired. I moved here when I retired.
That's the
I
smart move.
I moved to High Point. Yeah.
I can't wait.
And I bought a condo, which I could never have done in LA.
Right.
And
of
I
course.
I knew that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I like High Point. I taught there for a little while
yeah.
at one of the private K-12 schools. I did yeah. a little drama program over there. High Point's beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a nice, quiet town, and that's what I was looking for. And I have relatives who live there and such. You know, something I wanted to say.
Please.
One of the great things about the School of the Arts
yes.
was that they taught me so many skills that I found were so helpful in the real world, in the business world. Because at one point, I worked with a jewelry company. I was their spokesperson. And without those skills of presentation
right.
and speech.
Of course.
And in fact, I also did trainings with salespeople who sold the jewelry. And you know, they left it up to me to have that meeting.
Right.
And I pulled out all my acting exercises.
You didn't fake strangle anybody, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I just want to go see if it came full circle.
Not that one. But, you know, but I would, you know, I would do role playing
right.
with them. And, you know, and it was very, I really used those skills.
It's funny how a conservatory, which really means hyper-focused education ended
yeah.
up being such a universal skill set no
yes.
matter what you did.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Joyce, thank you so much for
You're
talking
welcome.
To me. I really appreciate it. I'll give you a little handshake here.
Yeah.
thank
yeah.
you. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
And congrats on 50 years. It's amazing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nah, you're good. We'll find out what your speaking voice is in a second when I upset you. I'm kidding. I'm going to be very nice. It's going to be great.
Rolling.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Margaret.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. You know what I love about almost everyone I've talked to today? I talked to you, and I talked to Joyce, and I talked to David. I've talked to lots of people, and we all have transitional lenses.
Yes,
we're
I
not
love
playing
it.
Around.
Nope.
Absolutely. You get to a point where you're like, what, two pairs of glasses all day? I'm not doing that.
No.
Absolutely
no,
not.
That's not wisdom.
Where are you from, Margaret?
I am originally from Lucama, North Carolina, which is outside of Wilson County.
Okay.
That's where I'm originally from.
Wonderful.
Lived many different places.
50 years.
50 years.
How are you feeling?
I feel great.
Yeah?
Glad to be alive.
Yeah. I was saying it. I
glad
was like,
to be
50
here.
Years out of school. I'm nervous to make it to 50.
Oh, you will.
You know? I'm,
you
yeah,
will.
I'm open. I was talking to your friends, your classmates, about, this is the thing I think is very interesting about the people who went to school while you were here, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this. The school was founded not long at all before you started.
Correct.
It was brand new. Obviously, there was some reputation because getting it started was a whole to-do, and it definitely made some headlines. But it wasn't the legacy that I applied to. Mm-hmm. There was a reputation. There were, you know, years and years of talented alumni to look at and go, okay, I can kind of see what they do over there. What was it like for you to make the decision to come here with so little information?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Well, thank you. I try.
I will tell you that I had no idea that I could go to school and get a degree in theater.
Yeah.
And in acting.
Right.
But innately, I've always loved theater. I started out in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I did poems. I did
choirs and stuff.
Yep. And I actually wrote my own little plays.
Really?
Yeah. And
like in high school when you're like a teenager?
No, at a baby, as an elementary school.
Oh my goodness!
And I got my brothers. And I'm a family of 10.
Of course.
6 sisters and 1 brother.
Wow.
And I would get all my younger siblings together, and we put on a play, and we have the family sit down and watch us.
Where do you fall in the line of all those kids?
I'm number 5.
There you go.
I was the odd one. Mm-hmm. I was the different one. Yes,
right.
I was. And I just loved it. And I went to high school, and I had a high school, actually, he was a social studies teacher because we didn't have theater or drama
right.
in the school. He was a social studies history teacher,
mm-hmm.
and he loved theater, and he started a theater, group.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is ready for me to go.
Whole wide world.
And how I got hooked up with the School of the Arts is that, you know, back in my day, we were not integrated.
Right.
So
David
was
talking about that,
It was
that
all
too.
Black school, you know, and we had what you called theater festival.
Right.
Or
yeah.
A competition.
The North Carolina Drama Festival, right?
North Carolina Drama Festival. And I went to 2. I went to 1 as a sophomore. I went
okay.
to 1 as a senior. As a
you do that in the summer or is that during the school year?
It was during the school year.
Okay.
And as a junior, we did Phaedra. And then as a senior, we did Medea.
Awesome.
But both times, I was Oenone in Medea.
Mm-hmm.
And Leslie Hunt, I give her credit.
Yeah.
She did the recruiting. She came to the Black Arts Festival. Apparently, she saw me. And she
apparently.
And she sent the letter to the school, to my drama teacher.
Right.
And invited me to come to summer school. And I was like, what? Me? I wasn't even the lead. I was Oenone.
Right,
I was
right,
the nurse.
Right.
I said, you sure? You sure? So my parents said, yeah, go. So I went to summer school and I was like, oh, I can actually go to school for drama.
Spend all day doing this stuff.
And so the thing about that time, I had older sisters who had gone to state schools, and they didn't have money to give to new students who were coming into the school that year. And I auditioned for North Carolina School of the Arts, and I got in. I said, well, this is where I'm going.
Yeah.
My parents came, and they looked at the school, and they saw all of the, you know, different people. Different people with the long hair and the jeans and everything. And I was like, they were going to turn around and come back and get me.
Yeah, I bet.
I said, I'm glad you didn't get me. But, you know, that's the history. And I was here. There were about 12 acting people. I had David McClung.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's still with us. Bob Murray. Donna Houghton and Wim Jaeger were all my acting teachers. Leslie Hunt throughout
right.
the whole 4
voice.
Years was my voice.
Right.
Mr. Dreyer was the voice coach. And Molly Mary was the dance, jazz dance.
You and I shared a teacher. Can you believe that?
Who is that?
Molly Murray was my jazz dance
Isn't
teacher.
Isn't she wonderful? She's just so sweet. I really, really, she always gave me A's.
Well, you and I stopped having that in common at that point, because that is not how I did in my jazz class, I'll tell you that.
Right. So
you know what I was excited for the most, and I don't know if y'all did this then, because I know she was teaching jazz. Did she teach tap also to y'all at all?
She did not.
So
that
had come later, and I grew up as a percussionist, and I was never good on my feet, but I had good rhythm. So I thought, when we get to tap, I'm going to thrive. I'm finally going to stop looking like an elephant in jazz shoes. You know, I'm going to be over here tapping and flapping. It's going to be amazing. Nah, it didn't translate. It was up here, but it didn't go down to the toes at all to this day.
It wasn't your, you know, part of your DNA or part of your whole
system. It's not why they let me in the drama school. It was not my tap.
You know, what's funny though? My son is a drummer.
Oh, is that right?
He is. And I thought that since he's a drummer, he could take tap.
You know, yeah.
He was just going to take tap.
Did he learn the same lesson?
Nah, same lesson. It was like, okay, it was up here, but it wasn't down here. No. And he said, I said, you have to finish. You started the classes. You have to finish. He did a performance. He looked at me. He says, Mom, I'm never going to do it again. I said, okay, fine.
As long as you
closed
the
book. At least you gave it a try.
Right. Absolutely. What has it been like for you just in the last few days being around and going through
amazing.
The whole Golden Pickle ceremony?
Crazy amazing.
Yeah.
I'm like so in such awe of what they've done with this campus and how they have expanded. I mean, the dorms I lived in, you know, they're tearing them down now because they said that it would take too much money to upgrade them and get them up to par, so they might as well tear them up and have
a total loss, we call it, in the insurance.
Total loss. That's what it was 50 years ago. What can I say? But it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I did come here in 2011 for the Black Arts Festival. My husband's a playwright.
I'm sure I was in and around that for sure. I was here then.
And so we did a play. We did a reading of a play that my husband had written. And we did come and we visited the film department.
Yeah.
And we were able to go into Commons. And there used to be a bookstore, what we call a bookstore, where they sold this T-shirt.
I remember.
And that was about all I got to see at that time. So I haven't seen the school since then. But even since then, 2011.
I know.
Incredible. I love it, what they're doing here. I love it. And what's amazing to me is the most of the staff and faculty, including your chancellor, were not even born.
Right. They're all kids.
Not even born.
They're all kids.
When we were here. So it's great. That's great.
Well, it's been an amazing experience this weekend getting to meet you and getting to meet all the other people that have been here before. I really think that what they're trying to do here now with this homecoming is a great idea.
It is.
And I know it's a new thing and they're still figuring out exactly how it's going to work. But I love the energy of being around the people on this campus, and really just being on the campus feels very special.
Right.
And you and I have never met before. We'll tell everybody. We've never met before.
We've never met before.
It's our first time talking.
Yes.
But there's such a comfortability. There's such a kind of, we're on the same page, and at least we share a little bit of history. We shared a teacher 40 years apart in time at the school, and we got to have some of the exact same education, which is really beautiful.
Yeah.
Margaret, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to talk to me.
Well, you're quite welcome. I love it. This intergenerational setting that we've had this weekend.
Yeah.
I love it. I think keep it going. You guys take over and keep it going.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And thank you for everything.
Thank you.